Chapter 13. It's not about the money. 1 month into the bridge fundraising campaign, and I could feel the momentum starting. Everyone could see the heartfelt passion I had for the bridge and the people who needed it. What no one knew was the bold statement I had made to these people before leaving Nicaragua in April. The day after meeting with the community and its leaders at the bridge site, Mike got a phone call. It was Santos. He wanted to know when we were coming back to build the bridge. As Mike was explaining about having to raise the money for the materials, I boldly interrupted by saying, "Mike, tell him we'll be back next year to build his people a bridge." To make good on my word, I knew the bridge flyer needed to get into as many people's hands as possible. I confronted the church congregation and deacons, challenging them to email the bridge flyer to every person they knew, sharing with others what God was doing through our church. For me, I'm all about the one, meaning if one person reading the bridge flyer made a donation, or felt led to go and help build the bridge, or minister to the Nicaraguan people, then my time spent editing and printing or emailing the flyer would be well worth it. Then, on Thursday, June 3rd, I received a phone call from Marie. She sounded very excited, telling me about having shared the bridge flyer with the owner of her hair salon. Just Monday, she had come to my house to pick up her son, who had spent the afternoon studying for a test with my son. As she waited outside, I shared the details of my mission trip and gave her a bridge flyer. She was simply amazed to learn how something we take for granted every day, a bridge, can have such a big impact in the lives of the people in the mountain communities of Nicaragua. I listened intently as she explained the hair salon's plan for a big open house event on June 14th. The purpose of the event was to promote the business and its new line of hair products. The festivities would include food, a raffle for hair products, a traveling salon tour bus, and a band. For 3 hours, the hair salon would give $10 haircuts in not only the salon, but also on the bus. The only stipulation was that all of the proceeds from the haircuts would go to a pre-selected charity or organization. That's when Marie said she chimed in, telling the owner about a mission project they could choose to support. The owner said I needed to stop by and answer a few questions she had about the project. I thanked Marie 4 times for the seed she had planted and told her the more I pray about this project, the more blessings seemed to occur. That day, I went by on my lunch hour and introduced myself to the hair salon's owner and answered her questions about the mission project. At that moment, she officially chose the Nicaraguan Bridge of Hope mission project to receive all the proceeds from the event. I was ecstatic. I would be allowed to set up a small table with the trifold bridge display I had shown at my dad's church. I could also hand out bridge flyers to customers as they entered the salon. She hoped to raise $500. Unfortunately, the joyful feeling in my heart and the good news I had received that day quickly disappeared after answering one phone call that night. Dad called to tell me the news. Aunt Ann, his younger sister, had passed away. After suffering a stroke on Sunday, she was in the hospital slowly recovering, but her heart had become too weak. This was a huge blow to me. Aunt Ann was in the hospital room with me and my dad the night my mom took her last breath, the night before Thanksgiving in 1989. And now, I would never have the opportunity to tell her about the bridge project I was involved with, and that my mother's name would be on the bridge plaque. The next day, Cynthia and I went to visit with the family and share our condolences. I was outside sharing with Uncle Ernie, my dad's younger brother, details about the bridge project when Aunt Mimi, hearing what I was sharing, made a profound statement. "Yes, Tommy wants to build a bridge in Nicaragua, and now all he needs is the money." Though she was only stating a known fact, was that all people were hearing? I later thought more deeply about the meaning of her statement, and you know what? It was the truth. I was so caught up in meeting the financial need of the project that the money part was all I was focusing on. Then I remembered the discussion Mike and I had during a mission team meeting about the money for the project. I now understood what Mike was trying to tell me. To me, it was about who would give the money. To Mike, it was about faith and letting God speak to people's hearts and Him leading them to support the project, even telling them how much to give. For the project's financial need to be met, I simply needed to share with people the need for the bridge and stop worrying about the money part. Even at that moment, I realized this project wasn't going to be only about building a bridge, but about faith. The next night, I started typing the July Nicaragua Mission Team's Bridge of Hope project update. This is an excerpt from that update. Yes, to some, the Nicaraguan bridge project might only be about raising the money. I often find myself losing focus too. It's not about the money. It's not even about building a bridge. It's about growing relationships with other Christians, those on the mission team from our church, and the Nicaraguan people. All working hand in hand, mixing concrete, laying stones, nailing the bridge planks in place, and then praising and thanking God for the given opportunity to do so. Yes, the money will be given and the bridge will be built, but will people's hearts be changed and will our walk with God be closer as a result?